Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It is the Outdoors Outlook, all part of the Friday Ride Home. We do it every Friday at 4:30, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. If you are looking to get out on the water this summer with folks that know what they're doing, sign up and book your charter today. And you can find the link right at our website at coastcountry.com or just visit nanticokeoutfitters.com. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters. Hey, how was your Father's Day?
Hey, Gary, it was good. It really was. We did some fishing, and I had all five of my sons come over, and we were able to enjoy some food and catch a few fish at the same time.
Sounds good. Good food, family, fishing. It's an excellent combination.
Yeah, agreed. We were lucky enough to get it in before this weather moved into the area this week. You know, the weather has been a real nuisance for anglers the last few days, and it's looking like it's going to continue into next week. But I'll touch on that in a bit. Let's start today's report in Delaware. The croaker and spot are starting to show up. And I tell you, anytime you see the horseshoe crab starting to mate, the croaker and spot typically follow right behind that. So it's a great time to get the kids out and catch a bunch of croaker or spot. They tend to love doing that. Bowers Beast, talked to a friend of mine up there, and they're catching a lot of the 2 to 3 foot sharks. Now, these are the sharks that we call spinners. They like to spin on the top of the water once they're caught. But they're all over the place, and they're a lot of fun to catch. The Lewis and Rehoboth Canal is still serving up large flounder. So if you can deal with the crowds and find a spot to get in, you can certainly catch some nice flounder there. And the old grounds still providing nice flounder as well. Problem is getting there.
Yeah, no, the windy weather probably hasn't been the best, for all of our anglers either, right?
No, absolutely not. It may have been great for Mary Poppins, but it is not good for our anglers. So let's take a look at Maryland. Taylor's Island down to South Marsh, that entire area has been really good for rockfish and speckled trout. We've primarily been casting soft baits, and we've even got some red drum showing up in the mix there as well. Remember, with the red drum, the slot size, 18 to 27 inches. Now, crabbing has been getting better, and I've actually been on a number of crabbing trips over the last week, and I've got 2 coming up this weekend. The crabs just had their first shed of the season, which means they're getting larger, and it really seems like 10 to 15 foot of water, that's the ideal depth to catch some of these larger crabs. Now, working off the coast, the surf is making surf fishing extremely difficult. The surf is just too rough right now. The rain and the high winds are certainly making things tough on anglers across the board. And when I say that, I mean it's impacting things such as water clarity. The water clarity is bad, and that causes a slow flounder bite up in the back bays. And that's because a flounder is a sight predator. It has to see the bait in order to go after it, and when water clarity is bad, the flounder bite is bad. That's why the best flounder fishing right now is out at the wrecks and the reefs. The sea bass fishing out there has also been good. And I honestly, it's just been a struggle to get out there the past week. And I'm not real sure this weekend's going to be any better either.
Yeah, because the forecast doesn't look promising. Looks like a lot more chances for rain. And looks like that wind's going to hang around.
It is. And unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to get out there. We're getting into that summer pattern where a thunderstorm could pop up just about any afternoon. And this time of year, as that sun starts to heat the air throughout the day, there's always a chance of a thunderstorm kicking off. And that always creates some windy conditions. But hey, some upcoming events you may want to participate in. The Kids Catch-All Tournament at the Indian River Marina actually just started today. I talked to a friend of mine up there, still had a pretty good crowd, even though there was a little bit of wind and rain. The Ocean City Small Boat Tournament takes place this weekend. That's out of the Marlin Club. And speaking of the Marlin Club, the Ocean City Marlin Club Canyon Kickoff is next weekend. And for me, I'm doing a special project this weekend. On Saturday, I'll be with the Maryland Fish and Wildlife Office. I'm going to escort 2 of their wildlife biologists on the Nanticoke River as they conduct a breeding bird survey.
Well, that sounds really cool. So are they going to let you do any of the counting?
You know, it's funny you say that. They actually did ask me to help them count. And I said, absolutely. I can identify ducks, but I'm not real sure I can identify other birds. So
hopefully they'll give you a hand with that.
Right, exactly. I will participate a little bit. But I tell you, it's a great way for me to give back and support the resources that support me, my family, and my business. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. I appreciate you following along. And as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.